could be cozy and warm. Let the rain pitter-patter, for it really doesn't matter if the skies are gray, as long as I can be with you. It's a lovely day.
Yeah, you're listening to WRIR-LP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio, and this is If Music Could Talk. That was Billie Holiday with Isn't It a Lovely Day from Music for Torching. And earlier I was just mentioning how for the second set here, I was trying to slow things down a little bit, and also really didn't know what I wanted to play tonight, so I went for the jazz collection. And I was saying earlier, I try to be actually... I don't want to get into religion on the air, but when I was saying you could, you know, collect your thoughts or maybe say a prayer, same thing as a meditation, really. And always a lot of jazz has that spiritual quality to it, especially a lot of the, you know, the jazz greats like Coltrane and Pharoah Sanders. I'm going to play some Mingus up next, and this is a beautiful, very soulful song, a couple songs here from the album Moves, Charles Mingus Moves. And we'll start with the song, a meditation or a prayer called Moves, and then we'll hear We from that same album. Doug Hammond and Honey Gordon on vocals there with Moves from Mingus Moves. And let's hear a Cy Johnson composition after that, right after that on the same album. A song called We. Thank you. That's Charles Mingus, and that came out, a bunch of other great artists on that album, came out in 1973 and featured Ronald Hampton on trumpet, Doug Hammond on vocals, Honey Gordon on vocals, George Adams, the amazing tenor sax and flute, Danny Richmond, also amazing drums, amazing drummer, Danny Richmond, and Don Pullen on piano, and of course, Charles Mingus on bass. So I heard that Nikki Giovanni passed away on December 9th in Blacksburg, Virginia. She was born in Knoxville, Tennessee, and was an American poet, writer, commentator, activist, and educator, one of the world's best-known African-American poets. Her work includes poetry anthologies, poetry recordings, and nonfiction essays, and covers topics ranging from race and social issues to children's literature. She gained initial fame in the 1960s as one of the foremost authors of the Black Arts Movement, influenced by the Civil Rights Movement and the Black Power Movement of the period. Her early work provides a strong militant African-American perspective, leading one writer to dub her the poet of the Black Revolution. During the 70s, she began writing children's literature and co-founded a publishing company, and had an amazing career and prolific, and was always amazing to hear her speak in public also, and just a really brilliant person, and sending thoughts and thoughts to all the people who knew her, especially her family and friends and colleagues, and lucky that we have her work, her all of her work to remember her by. So I want to play this album that I don't know where I first heard this, but I've had this album forever, and it's Nikki Giovanni, Truth Is On Its Way. Features Ego Trippin'. That was the first song I heard from that album, but we're going to play three here, starting with My Tower, Pretty Little Baby, Nikki Giovanni here on If Music Could Talk.
I have built my tower on the wings of a spider spinning slippery daydreams of paper doll fantasies. I built my tower on the beak of a dove pecking peace to a needing woman. I have built my dreams on the love of a man holding a nation in his palm asking me the time of day. I have built my castle by the shore thinking I was an oyster clam shut forever when this tiny grain I hardly noticed crept inside. And I spit around and spit around and spun a universe inside with a black pearl of immeasurable worth that only I could spin around. I have borne a nation on my heart, and my strength shall not be my undoing, 'cause this castle didn't crumble, and losing my pearl made me gain. And the dove flew with the olive branch by Harriet's root to my breast and nestled close and said, "You are mine." And I was full and complete while emptying my wounds. And the sea ebbed, oh, what a pretty little baby.
Jesus.
If trees could talk, wonder what they'd say. Met an old man on the road late afternoon. Hat pulled over to shade his eyes. Jacket slumped over his shoulders. He told me, girl, my hand seen more than all them books they got at Tuskegee. Smiled at me, half waved his hand. Walked on down the dusty road. I met an old woman with a corncob pipe, sitting and rocking on a spring evening. Sister, she called to me, let me tell you, my feet seen more than your eyes ever gonna read. Smiled at her and kept on moving. I gave it a thought and went back to the porch. I say, gal, she called down, you a student at the Institute? Better come here and study these feet. I'm gonna cut a bunion off soon as I get up. I looked at her, she laughed at me. If trees would talk, I wonder what they'd tell me. I was born in the Congo. I walked to the Fertile Crescent and built the Sphinx. I designed a pyramid so tough that a star that only glows every 100 years falls into the center, giving divine, perfect light. I am bad. I sat on the throne drinking nectar with Allah. I got hot and sent an ice age to Europe to cool my thirst. My oldest daughter is Nefertiti. The tears from my birth pains created the Nile. I am a beautiful woman. I gazed on the forest and burned out the Sahara Desert. With a packet of goat's meat and a change of clothes, I crossed it in 2 hours. I'm a gazelle, so swift, you can't catch me. For a birthday present when he was 3, I gave my son, Hannibal, an elephant. He gave me Rome for Mother's Day. My strength flows ever on. My son, Noah, built New Ark, and I stood proudly at the helm as we sailed on a soft summer day. I turned myself into myself and was Jesus. Men intoned my loving name. All praises, I am the one who would save. I sowed diamonds in my backyard. My bowels deliver uranium. The filings from my fingernails are semi-precious jewels. On a trip north, I caught a cold and blew my nose, giving oil to the Arab world. I am so hip, even my errors are correct. I sailed west to reach east and had to round off the earth as I went. The hair from my head thinned and gold was laid across 3 continents. I am so perfect, so divine, so ethereal, so surreal. I cannot be comprehended except by my permission. I mean, I can fly like a bird in the sky.
I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now!, your daily grassroots global news hour. Tune in weekday mornings 8 to 9 here on WRIR, Richmond Independent Radio.
I'm Chris Jakimick. I served in the United States Air Force, and I deployed 3 times. Being a veteran, it's interwoven into your DNA, is really the absence of the connection and the purpose that can really drive a lot of veterans to some negative thoughts. For those who are in a suicidal crisis, the window of time to save somebody's life is very short. Our duty is to protect ourselves and protect our families. And one way you can do that is store your weapons safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Actor Christopher Reeve stated that once you choose hope, anything is possible. But hope may seem far away to someone who feels overwhelmed with stress, loneliness, depression, and thoughts of suicide. The good news is there is hope. Suicide is preventable. If you or someone you know is suffering from thoughts of suicide, please call the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-TALK. That's 1-800-273-8255. I'm Tim Reed, and this message is brought to you by the District 19 Community Services Board and the Can Do Coalition.
Medical mistakes claim tens of thousands of lives a year. Help reduce your risk. Questions are the answer. Learn the 10 questions you must ask. Visit www.ahrq.gov. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AHRQ, and the Ad Council.
And there's another, there's several helplines out there, but there's another one that's easier to remember. Maybe it's 988. This is Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. Help is available. Just talk to somebody if you're feeling, you know, like you're in a crisis. Everything's going to be okay. So on with the healing sounds here tonight. We just heard three in a row by the late, great Nikki Giovanni. Honored to be able to play her record here on the air in memory of her amazing life and all the brilliant light she brought to the world. So that's why music is so amazing. It's timeless, and we have her voice and her words and the music behind those compositions, and we'll play those again very soon on the show. It's an amazing record. It's called Truth Is On Its Way. And up next we have more jazz by, this is Freddie Hubbard here, a song called Kunga Black from Blue Spirits. You're listening to WIR LP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. This is the Musica Talk. We just heard Freddie Hubbard with Conga Black, and here is the great Pharoah Sanders with Astral Traveling.
Thank you.
Pharoah Sanders with Astral Traveling from Themby, the album. And if jazz is your jam, there's a lot of great jazz shows on this station, a lot of great DJs who play jazz. We have, of course, the Sunday Morning Jazz Show starting at 9, going to 11, and then Bebop and Beyond with Mr. Jazz from 11 to 1. But there's all sorts of other shows that feature beautiful jazz music. And shout out to all the DJs here at this amazing independent community radio station. All the DJs bringing their selections and inspiration and sharing the love on the airwaves for everyone. So I appreciate it too. I'm grateful for this station and grateful that I'm, you know, being able to play some jazz for you tonight. So I hope you're enjoying it. And here's a hymn to freedom, appropriately, because we are a free nonprofit community radio station. Oscar Peterson Trio with Hymn to Freedom from Night Train. Thank you. song called Misty by Errol Garner. Errol Garner with Misty from the One World Concert album, Errol Garner. And up next, stay tuned for Club Unity coming up at 9. Up next here, and with a couple more songs, Duke Jordan and Sadiq Hakim, I'm Gonna Learn Your Style from East and West of Jazz on Charlie Parker Records from 1962. Thanks so much for listening tonight. Much love to everyone.
Thank you. Good song, I start nodding my head like I'm saying yes to every beat.
Yes, 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 this rocks.
And then sometimes I switch it up like,
no, no, don't stop a rocking.
Every Friday morning, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. You can't possibly find it funny anymore. It's been years. Let it go.
Hello, CFRC listeners. This is Christina Laurie, CFRC's Local Journalism Initiative news reporter. CFRC's annual funding drive campaign is now underway